I Can't Save My Son by Joy McLean. Hear the word of God. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. Ezekiel 36, verse 26.
In the simplest sense, we rescue our children from a life of fear, poverty, neglect, loneliness, hopelessness, and sometimes even death. Adopting a child is life-saving. It is life-altering. It is life-sustaining. When we adopted our son, we immediately began the enduring task of endless doctor appointments. We had every aspect of him checked out physically, emotionally, cognitively, functionally. We uncovered physical ailments that had gone unnoticed and unchecked. We began to pour into him the best doctors, the best care, the best nutrition that we could provide. We understood the complexity of the trauma he had experienced and how it had left him a fragmented child. We had to, in a sense, detox his mind and body and start over. It isn't easy to undo 9 years of mistrust and fear. It will take years, but little by little we see the results of being steadfast, of never giving up. We have been careful with his diet, what he participates in, his bedtime, and his encounters with the world, and have done our best to do everything within our power to make him feel safe. We've rescued him out of a dark life and brought him to a place of safety. We've given him the same name and inheritance as our biological children, but what my husband and I cannot do is save our son. We can do everything humanly possible to meet his physical, mental, and emotional needs, and then we will come to the end of ourselves and resources. The very core of who our son is, the depth of his soul, can only be healed and saved by God. I can, however, pray for him. I can teach him the ways of God's word. I can encourage prayer being a way of life and worship being a place to dwell. I can take him to church and Sunday school. I can talk to him about Jesus and read him stories from the Bible, but I cannot be his Savior. I wasn't meant to be. The only way my son will ever be truly saved is by recognizing his need for the cross, his need for God's mercy and grace. Loving our adopted children is an obvious action that will and should take place. But we have to keep in mind a healthy picture of what the child's deepest need is, and that is to connect with his Creator. There is no better way we can prepare our child for that connection than to teach them what it means to have a relationship that is unconditional. There will be times our adopted child tests our patience, but we love them just the same. There are times I am a disobedient child of God, yet he loves me just the same. We can save our children from the plight of fatherlessness here on earth, but God gives them an adoption that is of eternal nature.